This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 20th of June 2021. Today is the new Amateurs edition of News West, where we acknowledge those who have gained a new call sign and we specially welcome newcomers to the hobby. As well as welcoming newcomers, there's lots of local news this week. News West is produced by WA Amateur Radio News and it goes to air and online every weekend of the year. Find out more about News West at our website, vk6.net. We were all caught off guard last week by the death of Poppy Bradshaw, formerly VK6 Yankee Foxtrot, and we were unable to piece together a fitting tribute to her. So today, we mark her passing, and hopefully we'll have enough material for a fitting tribute next week. Meanwhile, if you have a story or experience of Poppy, please send it to us by email to newswest@vk6.net. Meanwhile, on behalf of radio amateurs, I express our sincere condolences to her family.
Getting into the hobby of amateur radio is as simple as getting in touch with Ham College, the Northern Corridor Radio Group, or the Radio and Electronics School, and getting your foundation license. If getting to Perth for education and assessment is a problem, please let Ham College know so that they can work out a solution via hamcollege.org.au. To encourage new amateurs on air, we'd like to share with you the people who have gained, upgraded, renewed or changed their four-letter F-call to a three-letter call sign license in the past month at Advanced Carell and at Foundation, Jim, Dina, Nick, Justin, Robert, Scott, Phil, Tom and Wendy. That's a good haul for June. Kudos to the education team at Ham College. For new calls, congratulations on joining amateur radio. And if you're a dab hand, enjoy your new on-air identity. Of course, if you hear these calls on air, please make them welcome. In case you're wondering, there are 1,404 amateur licenses held in VK6 today.
Have you ever wondered about who gets attracted to amateur radio? What sort of people are we? Is it a particular sort? Let's think about it. Welcome to New Hams, the series, where we'll talk about what sort of people get attracted. Now let's begin by saying that I haven't seen any research on what motivates people to take up amateur radio, so whatever I say will be sort of anecdotal or just maybe pure conjecture. So, who is attracted to amateur radio? What sort of person should we target if we're looking for new members? Men dominate the numbers of amateurs in Australia, so should we concentrate our efforts on men or women? One train of thought is to target people who are like-minded. For instance, thousands of people buy outback radio equipment and an outpost license for when they go bush. For their money, they get a handful of frequencies spread across as many HF bands and up to, 100 watts? And they can also join one of these travellers' networks with scheduled nets twice a day or three times a day, whatever they do. Alternatively, they could do a bit of study and get an amateur radio license, still have access to travellers' nets, and adopt a fantastic hobby to boot. Could we sell that idea to those who are using or considering using outback radio? In the community, there are many people with fingers in technical pies who play with microprocessors, ready-made, low-cost mini-computer boards such as Arduino, Raspberry Pi, etc., which are really answers looking for questions. How could these people be lured into amateur radio? What is it about amateur radio that would convince them that they would benefit by having an amateur radio license? Our biggest asset is spectrum. We've got a wealth of spectrum chunks and not too many rules about what we can do within that spectrum, which would make spectrum access quite desirable for experimenters. Amateur radio has, at times, had a presence at makers' fairs. I haven't heard what the outcomes were. However, events like that would seem to be ideal breeding grounds for amateur radio, right there in the heart of experimentation and invention, which are the very roots of amateur radio. Can we explore more ways to recruit and support new amateurs? I think we probably could. I'm Bob VK6POP.
If you've been listening to News West for a while, you will have noticed by now that News West cycles through four themes from week to week. These themes are contesting, New Amateurs, Club Focus, and History of Amateur Radio. A few times a year, we have an extra weekend, and we take advantage of it by running a News West episode where anything goes. Well, almost anything, but you know what we mean. No fixed theme. And that's what will happen next week. Our News West program for next week has no fixed theme. So that's where you come in. Although we never reject an item because it doesn't fit the theme, you may have something in mind that may not fit our usual themes, but would still prove interesting. So it's over to you. Have a go. Anything goes next weekend on News West. Send your contributions or suggestions to newswest@vk6.net.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Hi, it's David from the Peel Amateur Radio Group, inviting you to join us in our June Slow CW Contest. Following the success of the PARG Slow CW Contest earlier in the year, the club has organised another event from 1800 hours to 2000 hours Western Standard Time on Saturday, 26th of June 21. Lock the date and time in your calendar now so you don't miss it. The first contest attracted participants not only from within the club membership, Peel region of Western Australia, it also had operators from New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia. The club thanks all those who joined in and welcomed their participation again, along with many more Morse operators. The purpose of the contest is not perfect code at 40 words per minute, far, far from it. It is to encourage people to have a go and enjoy playing with Morse code. It is for people who are just learning or even relearning Morse to have a go without the pressure of a full-blown competition. We expect there will be mistakes made by many people over the duration of the contest. But that's half the fun of it. Experienced Morse operators are also welcome to join in the contest. How can I join in the fun, I hear you ask. You can go solo, join forces in a small or large team. You can go portable, as some of our members did last time. We also had a team in PARG's Portable Communication Unit. Or just fire up your gear at home, with or without a fire and a glass of your favourite, and did-a-did away. You can even use aids to help you decipher and formulate your messages, just as long as you key your messages personally. Please visit our website, www.parg.org.au, and look for the SCW June 21 page. You will find some helpful hints on CW and a logger spreadsheet. The logger is for operators and shortwave listeners as well, so everyone can join in the fun. The club hopes to see you, or should that be hear you, on the 26th of June. Happy CWing to all, 73s and dit-dit.
The NCDXF, the Northern Californian DX Foundation, in cooperation with the International Amateur Radio Union, constructed and operates a worldwide network of high-frequency radio beacons on 14.100, 18.110, 21.150, 24.930, and 28.200 MHz. These beacons help both the amateur and commercial high-frequency radio users assess the current condition of the ionosphere. The entire system is designed, built and operated by volunteers at no cost except for the actual price of hardware components, shipping costs and so on. The first beacon began transmissions from Northern California in 1979 and was so successful that the IRAU proposed the worldwide network of beacons operating 24 hours a day. Over the next few years, the network expanded slowly. The current system of 18 beacons began operation in 1995 and has been in continuous operation ever since. The NCDX beacons are one tool you can use to determine the state of propagation. It can save you from calling on a band when nobody is going to hear you. You can also use DX clusters and browse through to find out who's reporting hearing whom and where they are. More modern tools are available nowadays. For instance, software-defined radios are online around the world and can be used as listening posts or to transmit something to see if you can hear it. For CW operators, there's the reverse beacon network, where listening posts are set up around the globe and the call signs that they hear are posted to a website. Some of the digital modes are useful, for instance, FT8, SSTV, PSK31, etc., because for starters, they use set frequencies on the bands, so that if there's any propagation on a particular band, you will hear it. You'll need to discover when bands are open, whether the signals will be running short path or long path. Now, this is important if you've gone to the trouble of setting up directional beam antenna. You'll need to put in the time to learn which bands will work for you and what time of the day it happens. A good way to do this is to join a club or sit with an avid DXer and learn from them.
Now, this could be a case of last one out, please close the door. In an email during the week, Steve, VK6 Hotel Victor, said that he has about 5 weeks at work and about 7 or so weeks left before he leaves the Northwest permanently. Steve's at Wickham. For many years, Steve's been looking after the VK6 RWR repeater at Wickham in the Pilbara. Steve said, "I think I'm the last man standing, so to speak, and will take the flag," meaning that in the absence of a solution to keep the repeater running at Wickham, he'll take it with him. Steve keyed up the VK6 RWR repeater recently in Wickham after 9 months or so, and the KL150B with a homebrew pickaxe repeater control and those horrible green coloured cavity filters are still working fine. "I threw this out there many months ago," Steve said, "what to do with the VK6 RWR repeater here in Wickham." Steve recalls a reply in a WA Hams email, which he can't seem to find. Someone said that they would take over the licence. Both the Exmouth and Wickham repeaters are licensed until the 31st of December 2023. And Steve said there's a few options available. Option one is that Steve walks away from it. As the Northwest Amateur Radio Society doesn't really exist anymore, it's a one-person club, and that's Steve. If the repeater eventually gives the Rio comms people grief in their building, and Steve has left town and they can't locate someone, they will most likely remove it from the rack and throw it in the Sims scrap metal skip on site. Option two is to leave it and someone takes over ownership and license fee. Steve would need contact details in order to transfer the license. And option three is that Steve talks to the Rio comms techs and has the repeater removed. Then Steve brings it to Perth and gives it to someone or a club for a possible new home. The repeater itself is a simple, bulletproof little setup. Steve recalls that the only issues over the last 10 years were the pickaxe microcontroller locked up after a lightning strike, and the controller just needed a power cycle. Well, that's pretty robust, isn't it? And the other was the 8-pin op amp that failed on the controller after about 5 years. Otherwise, it just sits there and, well, nobody uses it. And Steve said, "All comments and ideas are most appreciated. You can contact Steve, VK6HV, by responding to his email on the WA Hams email list or directly to him."
Those of you who are WIA members would know that the Amateur Radio Magazine provides space for each state to submit club news for publication in the magazine. Steve, VK6SJ, has for some time carried the responsibility for collating club contributions to send to the publication team. Steve recently advised that he has decided to hand this task to someone else. Steve said that he's been very busy with work and other responsibilities and needs to unload something. He also notes that he hasn't had a contribution from anyone except PARG and his own contributions from NCRG for over 12 months. So, Steve is calling for a volunteer to run the news segment for the AR magazine starting from the edition deadline on 18th of August. Please give it some thought. And if you'd like to put your hand up or find out more about the task, give Steve a shout. Steve's email address is steve@kennedy-sj.com.au, or simply respond to his email on the WA Hams email list.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
Here at WA Amateur Radio News, we're getting along with arrangements for Perth Tech. As you may be aware, the cost of staging Perth Tech is covered by a raffle, and we've been getting together some prizes. We finally settle on prizes, and now we have to set up the permits and ticket sales mechanisms. The first prize is the ICOM 705 portable SDR radio with accompanying backpack, valued at a little bit under $2,000. The second prize is an antenna analyzer worth a bit under $600 and a Comet tri-band ground plane antenna worth $300. Thanks to our friends at VK Connect in Adelaide and Future Systems here in Perth for looking after us. We're in the process now of arranging a raffle permit and setting up online ticket sales, and we expect to begin selling tickets late July. Meanwhile, we've got some exciting things brewing about the venue, and we can't tell you too much until then, but nevertheless, keep the date handy. It's the weekend, Saturday the 23rd of October, which is the seminars, and Sunday is the workshops, and there might be some other things coming along too. You'll have to wait for those, but they'll be good.
Aris has announced another Slow Scan TV event running from tomorrow, Monday, June the 20th, through to Saturday, June the 26th. ARIS stands for Amateur Radio on the International Space Station. The ARIS team will be transmitting SSTV images continuously during this period. This Slow Scan TV event is for us, receive only. The images will be related to some of the amateur radio activities that have occurred on the Space Shuttle, Mir Space Station, and the International Space Station. The scheduled start and stop times are Monday, June the 21st. Setup is scheduled to begin at 0940 UTC and transmissions should start a little later. On Saturday, June 26, transmissions are scheduled to end by 1830 UTC. The downlink frequency is 145.800 MHz FM, and the SSTV mode should be PD120. However, if you leave your software set at auto, it will detect the mode. Those that recently missed the opportunity during the limited period of MAI transmissions should have numerous chances over the 6-day period to capture many, if not all, 12 of the images. For beginners, you don't need complicated equipment to hear the ISS signals. You can get by with your usual antenna, and the more of the horizon you can see, the longer you'll be hearing the transmissions. You will then need to feed the received audio signal into your computer that is running SSTV software. You could even have a go at feeding the audio from speaker to microphone. You could also use clever software that tracks the satellite, keeps your antenna pointed towards it, and adjusts the radio receive frequency to compensate for Doppler drift. That's the thing about amateur radio. You can have Sydney or the bush. Enjoy, and let us know how you went.
Greetings once again. This is Roy VK, 6X-ray Victor, with this week's helpline, the 20th of June, 2021. And today, what do we have for you? I have a Yaesu Fox Tango 950, 160 metres through to 6 metre HF rig, and with a matching Mite Delta 100 desk microphone, a Sierra Papa 2000 speaker, and a DMU 2000, whatever that may be. It is in A1 condition, first class condition, with original boxes, manuals, and matching nifty manual to go with the Fox Tango 950. I don't know what a nifty manual is, but it might be useful for you. No idea what it's worth on the market today, but would you like to make an offer? To Adam, his number is 0438-989-899. Want that telephone number again? It's 0438-989-899. Comes from Adam, VK6X-ray Romeo. Next group of items come from a deceased estate of Kevin, VK6 November Zulu, on behalf of his wife. And we have a Kenwood Tango Hotel 7-8 handheld transceiver, condition unknown, $100.
Yaesu Fox Tango 897 HF, VHF, UHF, all-mode transceiver, $800.
A Kenwood Papa Sierra 3-0 power supply to suit the transceiver, $100. A Yaesu Fox Tango 851 remote mounted HF, VHF, UHF all-mode transceiver complete with mounting and cabling for vehicle use, 800. There's an MFJ Versa Tuner 2 HF antenna tuner, $100. There's an SWR meter model 176, $50. There's a TV 3000 low-pass filter, $50. A Reese transceiver tester, $74, $50. All equipment located in the southern suburbs of Perth and appear in good condition. And if you want any further contact with John, who's looking after it, VK6 X-ray Juliet, 0417 186 420. That's John, VK6 X-ray Juliet, 0417 186 420. Haven't heard from Peter, but he may still be looking for a tower computer with Windows 7 or 10, and he may contact Peter if you could help him with that computer. His number is 0894013912, or the mobile 0408013914, 0408013914. And last item, we're still looking for a tube, a transmitting valve for Gus. He's looking for a 3-500 Zulu Golf amplifier tube. Must be in good working order. Phone Gus if you can help him with that 3-500 Zulu Golf tube. His email address is vk6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com. And his telephone number 0407-030-592. Again, 0407-030-592. That's it for me for this week, 7-3. Thank you for listening. And if you want anything for next week, please contact me by email, victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. There's the only address you'll get me, victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com, 7-3.
Release the Kraken. As Mike advised you earlier in the program, that could be one scenario next week with our open theme. The only rules about content are that it relates to amateur radio, preferably relating to amateur radio in WA but not compulsory, and the biggie is that the content must not be something that may land you in court, but otherwise, the world is your mollusk. Thanks to the studio team this week, Mike, with Andrew pumping the bellows for the harmonium. Jeff's a bit off colour this week, so I gave him the day off with only 100% docked from his pay. Thanks to the guest contributors, and there should be more like you. I'm Bob VK6POP, the producer, still. Thanks to the intrepid folk who put the lot to air for us, and to Ed DD5LP, who stashes News West onto the podcast thingiverse for us. Now please hang around for the callbacks. We love the numbers, they massage the ego so much. After the callbacks, you could massage your own ego by getting on air and making some noise.